This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Bon Jovi fell.
Ladies and gentlemen, wow, to watch the death of MSM, to watch them kind of explode off the Death Star is amazing. I used the analogy last week of like a light bulb before it goes out will shine a little bit brighter. They are 5% of their previous audience just 30 years ago, but they still are able to cause dissension. We're going to break all that down, but first, a report about the liberal impeachment rally goes nowhere. Here it is.
Austin, Texas, smack dab in the middle of the 4th of July holiday, outnumbered by patriots, a smattering of completely uninformed liberals attempted to rally support to impeach the President of the United States of America.
USA! Logical base for what you're saying.
Oh, okay. Well, I think he's a traitor.
Why is he a traitor?
He so much as admitted collusion with Putin on the election.
Any other reason?
Well, I mean, he's lied to the public. Not that that's necessarily impeachable, but I think it all adds up to a serious indictment of his presidency.
Their cry bully tactics, led by Texas Representative Al Green, failed in every aspect.
When I announced that I was going to bring impeachment articles against the president, there were some people who made ugly comments. People have threatened my life. But I want to assure you that no amount of intimidation, no amount of threat, nobody will stop this movement. We will march on. It's about the fact that in the richest country in the world, no one should work full time and live below the poverty line. In the United States of America, every person ought to have health care.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor, period.
But for the average person, many of folks who don't have health insurance initially, they're going to have to make some choices, and they might end up having to switch doctors.
How in the world can this be HIPAA compliant? Which HIPAA is designed to protect the patient's privacy, and this explicitly says, in order to continue, you have to accept this condition that you have no privacy or no reasonable expectation of privacy.
Three different people were given access to her account, her address, and her social security number.
And John Kerry said, no, we're going to tax your health insurance. We're going to tax those evil insurance companies. We're going to impose a tax that they say health insurance is too expensive. We're going to tax them. And conveniently, the tax rate will happen to be the marginal tax rate under the income tax code. So basically, it's the same thing. We just tax the insurance companies. They pass on higher prices. That offsets the tax break we get. It ends up being the same thing. It's a very clever, basic exploitation of the lack of economic understanding of the American voter.
Let us organize in local communities. Let us go to our churches, our civic clubs, and let us let others know that in this country, no one is above the law. And when you're above the law, the people will demand your impeachment. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. God bless America, land that I love. U.S. 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 U.S.
What does it say, liberals, when the seditious George Soros-paid Antifa group's uncharacteristic absence reveals that your numbers are as non-existent as any valid argument you may have had for impeachment? John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Get ready, folks. We're coming back.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, this weekend, ladies and gentlemen, they sent the old Antifa folks, the anti-fascists, who really are the fascists, out in mass, Soros-funded, to try to physically assault people and shut down free speech. But patriots all over the United States were there backing their faces and outnumbered them from the videos I've seen in New York and Austin, Texas, and California, Los Angeles, were 5-1, 10-1, 15-1. There's a report by John Bowne up on InfoWars.com that breaks all of that down. Where to start? First off, I want to open the phones up today here on July 3rd, 2017 on this Monday edition. And I want to walk through the unmitigated delusional deception that we have seen from the controlled corporate dinosaur press. It is simply incredible. Over the weekend, Trump tweets out, I guess late Saturday night, a video graphic that had been out for days on Reddit a composite of his famous WWE appearance where he smacks down in theater, it's not real, Vince McMahon, who's one of his personal friends, another fellow Republican. Someone stuck a CNN logo over Vince McMahon's head, and then Trump beats him down. Trump retweets this. It's obviously a joke. It's theater. WWE is theater. This is well known. It's nothing compared to Kathy Griffin simulating cutting his head off. It's nothing compared to Time Warner and CNN financing a play where Trump is killed Julius Caesar style. Or the New York Times or the Washington Post editorialist saying someone needs to kill Trump. Or the BBC, the London Guardian, praising the young British man that went to Nevada to a rally and grabbed the gun away from the officer and tried to kill him. I mean, there has been such a cacophony, such a crescendo, such a symphony of calling for violence against Trump and his supporters. And WikiLeaks, where we catch Hillary, financing groups to go violently attack Trump supporters dressed as Bernie supporters. That way her enemy Bernie gets discredited, and that way Trump gets discredited. They are completely and totally out of control, beating war drums 24/7. And then Trump tweets out a clear joke, and Keith Olbermann climbs out from under his failed rock and calls for Trump's impeachment. Bernstein comes out and says top military leaders are questioning Trump. That's coup talk. We have CNN saying it's an incitement to violence. We have senators coming out saying that he's weaponized distrust. No, you have made us distrust you, MSM. Now, if you look at MSM numbers, they're down over 90% in the last 20 years or so. They've kind of had a dead cat bounce the last 2 years because this is a real election. And this is a real resurrection of America. This is a real president. Whether you agree with some of his policies or not, he really is calling the shots. He really is his own man. He really has fired every lobbyist for the first time ever. Nobody's done that. He really has caused confidence in all this new money in the stock market and $300 billion in new jobs and thousands of companies announcing they're coming back. And he really is going against the tide of global consolidation and collapse. Can he win? Can we win? That's up to us and up to God and our prayers and our action. But the special interests that have hijacked this nation and much of the world who believe they own us, they are having conniption fits. And they are beating the war drums steadily, steadily, steadily. They get more frantic. They are now in total hissy fit. And they are out there attacking people, and they are out there burning things, and they are out there overturning police cars and shooting cops in the back. I mean, everybody knows what they're pushing and what they're doing and what they're saying. From Madonna saying blow up the White House to Mickey Rourke saying, you know, he wants to kill Trump, to just all of it, it is a non-ending crescendo. They're trying to get the libertarian, right-wing, Americana movement. It's a very diverse group of people that just want prosperity and freedom and don't want to be Venezuela, don't want to be North Korea. They're trying to get us into violent action. They're failing. And so now they're going into hysteria mode. Now, why did Trump tweet this? Was he right to do it? Absolutely. They're the ones calling for stabbing him to death. They're the ones calling for chopping his head off. They're the ones turning universities into total brainwashing camps where no whites are allowed. I mean, I see like 10 articles a day in my stacks that I don't even get to where top professors are saying no white should be allowed on campus. Whites are inherently evil. All whites should be killed. If you have a white baby in your uterus, kill it. Whites are inherently the problem. This is the norm on these insane asylums that have been set up by the government in its move to create balkanization and a segregated society now. That's what they're doing. Politically segregated. And so they can then create such racial fervor and bullying that if you don't totally submit to what the latest political correctness is on a week-by-week basis, the latest download, you will be demonized. You will be ostracized. You don't just think they have Rachel Maddow and Tom Brokaw and all these other people on the news with no proof calling me deeply racist for no reason. Of course, there's no proof. They don't care. The message is, we will call you anathema. We will call you a heretic. We will call you a devil worshiper. We will call you a witch. A witch, a witch, a witch. Like a Monty Python skit. Well, here's the news. I don't care if you call me a witch or a heretic. I'm not. I don't care if you use your magic word, racism. First, they weaponize the N-word and create pain and division with it. Then they can move on to every other word and ban family or mother or father. That's banned on entrance forms at almost all public schools in the United States. See how far they've taken us with the brainwashing. See what they've done. But Trump's only getting more hardcore. In fact, scroll back down. Let me read some more of these tweets that the media can't stand. My use of social media is not presidential. It's modern day presidential. Make America great again. That's right. Trump's breaking with the controlled, sequestered systems where the president is held captive by the bureaucracy. They're saying things like, what is Trump going to do? We can't let him talk to Putin alone, even though that's normal for presidents to do. Why, he's a traitor if he does. He also said, I'm the president and they're not. Attacks media at faith rally. We're going to play it all today. But first off, here is the audio and video of Trump and the supposed smackdown that has them calling for Trump's head yet again. How dare you when we call for your death systematically and try to organize it, and when a congressman and cops get shot, and how dare you when CNN says this guy wasn't evil that shot the congressman's Scalise, and how dare everybody say the young man that tried to kill Trump's a hero, on and on and on, and then he retweets out somebody's joke where he slams CNN. They've declared war. He jokes back. It's like Kathy Griffin. He says, you know, you ought to be ashamed of yourself simulating my murder. It upset my son. She goes, oh, he hurt me. He crushed me. It's like the fakest crying I've ever seen. Like when you catch the four-year-old with the whole box of, you know, crackers or the whole box of candy or the whole box of whatever they've grabbed and drug under their bed and they're eating it, you know, before dinner, and they start, Mommy, I'm sorry, I'm Kathy Griffin. It's so bizarre to see how delusional they are that we don't see how hypocritical it is when you run around saying murder everybody 24-7, kill everybody that you disagree with, call them all these horrible names, call them Hitler, call them, you know, the KKK, and then they can't even have a joke. Here's that video. Very exciting video, as you can see, ladies and gentlemen. It's a miracle our computers don't crash more often, but this is one we're going to play today. Not just behind me, but you can bet when we come back from break, we're going to come in and we're going to air it. It's just like 15, 20 seconds of a crowd sharing and YouTube video of, again, this horrible incitement to racism. Here it is. Again, if you're a radio listener, you've probably already seen this clip. The clip's up on InfoWars.com. It's been out since Saturday night. But let me just stop there. When we come back, I'm going to play the original Vince McMahon, where Trump is shaving his head and much more, just so folks have context. But this shows where our country's gotten to, that they now have 20-plus Democrats signed on to begin impeachment proceedings of President Trump, and they're adding to the reason why that he's inciting violence when they're the ones calling for Trump's head. Again, this is the incredible, total, and almost complete hypocriticalness of these individuals that we're dealing with. And we have to continue to just laugh at them and let them know we understand you're the fake news. I mean, just the New York Times last week had to admit 17 agencies didn't unanimously agree that Trump was working with the Russians or the Russians messed with our elections. Turns out it's all a fraud. Just like every scientist unanimously agreed with the UN about climate change being man-made. None of that was true. Or global warming being man-made. None of it's true. they lie. I mean, they're having to retract every few hours now all these stories because they're a pack of lying scum that have all agreed to get together and double down their fraud.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we have succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, life is but a dream, isn't it? Here we are broadcasting worldwide, but a dream is vision, and life is reality, and God created it all, and if we work hard enough and stay focused, we can build pretty much anything. That's God's promise. Back in Genesis, and you now see it's true. Look at what we've done on this planet and imagine the potential of where we can go. I think the answer is clear. It's unimaginable. It's unfathomable. Just as the Bible again says, the eye has not seen, the ear has not heard what God has in store for us all. I'm a little frustrated because I haven't been on air for a few days. I'm super pent up. I have so much news to get to. Next segment, I'm going to cover it all. It is just incredible. The revelations of fake news, the preparations for violence against the American people. You don't just think they're going to overthrow Trump and then leave us alone, do you? This is a total fight. And I was so pleased to see videos from all over the country, including videos that our reporters shot in two different cities. And the reports are on InfoWars.com showing 5-1, 10-1 patriots out on the streets peacefully against the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter, George Soros, cop-killing scum. Now, does that mean the cops are perfect? Absolutely not. But Soros is scum. His supporters are scum. I've been around them. They can hardly talk coherently. We're going to play some of these reports from Owen Schroyer coming up. These people literally are the trash of the planet. Now, coming up in the next segment, here's just an example of what's coming up. This just broke on InfoWars.com. Daria found it. Kit Daniels did a story on it. This is what we're talking about coming up. History Channel tweets George Washington fighting at Gettysburg. Fake news. The History Channel tweeted out a picture of George Washington to celebrate the Battle of Gettysburg, 1868. Isn't that just amazing, ladies and gentlemen? This shows how there's just a general breakdown in the low information of voters, but it gets more amazing. Remember our report from June 19th last month? More wildlife fish are experiencing intersex. What could be causing this? Estrogen mimickers? This is our report. What's in the news today? London Telegraph. Fish becoming transgender from contraceptive pill chemicals being flushed down household drains. So are frogs. Might have heard that somewhere before. The point is, we went off the U.S. Geological Survey and the Fish and Wildlife Agency. We just get stuff directly from the agencies. 9 times out of 10 or more often, you know who told us fluoride was causing brain damage? The EPA, their scientists, almost unanimously, a few didn't sign on, in the 80s, the 90s, and again in the 2000s, 3 separate times, they sent letters to their boss saying, take it out, it's hydrofluorosilicic acid, it's not calcium fluoride, it's deadly poison, it's an adjuvant, it makes every other drug in the water work many, many times more stronger, get it out, get it out, get it out, here's Harvard studies, here's everything. But what do? They just say we're complete liars and scum. I have this directly from Fish and Wildlife, we publish it, InfoWars.com. Mike Barrett, we broke this. A week and a half later, it's all over the news. We are forcing this out with the scientists who put out the reports. We pick up their direct reports directly from government, put it directly out to you, and they say it doesn't exist. But see, they can't hold it back anymore because we have such a powerful hit because of you. You are the punching power of InfoWars when you tweet articles, when you get articles out, when you get videos out. It's all coming up. I'm going to finish up with Trump and the demonizations of him and the attempts to shut him down and where this is going and how Soros is trying to start a civil war. It's all coming up at the start of the next segment. Then I'm getting into the huge news. First off, though, briefly, we're totally listener-supported. I've decided to extend free shipping throughout InfoWarsStore.com throughout the month of July to celebrate the birth of this country and the fact that we're kicking off the second American Revolution in InfoWar against Soros and the globalist violent attempts. They're trying to frame us for the violence right now and brand us for the violence that everybody knows they've been gearing up for, but they think you're that stupid. They're trying the mind game to blame Trump and InfoWars and yours truly and others. Not going to work. They blame Trump for Scalise getting shot. No, that was a libtard did that. But I am extending the 4th of July special at least a few weeks. A lot of these items are going to sell out, so we can't. The MycoZX antifungal probiotic is amazing. Anti-candida, yeast, you name it. It is back in stock, 30% off when you get it, with our biome defense, 50 million live cultures per pill. It's amazing. These two go together like a horse and carriage. Brain Force Plus, now 20% more each caplet, or 20% more caplets in each bottle. 30% off Supernova Vitality, 30% off Survival Shield X2, 30% off Z-Shield, 30% off. That's a new anti-heavy metal detoxifier. It's all available. InfoWarsStore.com. Your purchase makes it all possible, but a lot of these are about to sell out.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic, high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, if you just joined us, obviously you know the big national controversy is that Trump tweeted Saturday night a little 20-second video where somebody had photoshopped the CNN logo on the head of the owner of WWE, fellow Republican, fellow billionaire Vince McMahon, who I think is incredibly entertaining. And it's just that. It's entertainment. And it shows Trump then going after CNN. Now, this is after CNN sponsored Shakespeare in the Park with a clear Donald Trump as the president with American flags, with his wife, Melania, a model that looked just like her, talked the same, stabbing him to death with the crowd cheering and yelling with the backdrop of American flags. So a guy with big orange hair, looks just like Donald Trump, fighting for his life, big celebration. Kathy Griffin, image of Trump's head chopped off. Meanwhile, the Democratic Party did back ISIS and Al-Qaeda in the Arab Spring. So it fits together. And they want to bring them into our country. And then literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of editorialists and writers from the Washington Post, the New York Times, the LA Times, Newsweek, everyone's seen the headline daily. Reporter for this calls for Trump's death. Reporter for that calls for Trump's assassination. This Hollywood producer says he's going to kill Trump, on and on and on. And the big controversy of nothing being done about it. And Facebook pages about let's kill Trump with 300,000 likes. And just deadening silence when he was a candidate, right through to where he is now, been in office 6.5 months. And what's crazy is the 401ks, the stocks, the salaries, the hourly pay is all up from what it was 2 years ago. The average liberal is making more money. Liberal media has gone from almost no viewers to coming back and getting some viewers, and they even admit a lot of it is from Trump, if not all of it. Making things interesting again. Boy, I know our listeners doubled last year, and we kept most of that doubling, so they better have gotten some listeners and viewers. Now, remember, they went from 10 million viewers on average on MSNBC a decade ago to one of their big shows having a million. So they've gone from 100,000, 200,000 per show to 500,000, a million. So they're still shadows of them former selves. But still, people are tuning back in because the news is interesting. We knew both parties were controlled previously. Now we know there's a real fight going on. And America can't get enough of it. Because it feels like America's back in the game, because we are back in the game. But I knew this would happen yesterday when I saw it. In fact, I thought about having our crew put Hillary's head on Vince McMahon, but then they'd say I was threatening Hillary. I wish no harm against Hillary. I want to de-escalate the violence, but they're the ones calling for it. They're the ones calling for resist. They're the ones pushing and funding the Antifa that's totally lockstep pushing violence, hitting people over the head with clubs and bike locks and all the rest of it. So we knew it was coming. Here's a clip. I'll describe it for radio listeners. Someone has now put on the head of the referee from a WWE, where the referee knocks down Trump, all simulated, the Justice Department seal. So again, will this be decried by the MSM? Absolutely not. Will it be decried by Trump supporters? No, because clearly it's a joke. Here it is. Oh my gosh, will it now be the end of the world? In fact, I'm going to have the crew, Darren McBreen. Let's pick one of Trump's four or five appearances on WWE that we all, I know, savored then and now. And let's put it in a fight where Hillary knocks down Trump and Trump knocks down Hillary, where both of them get knocked down. Will it be a call for violence? No, it's a joke. Politics is political fighting. That's what it is. And the question is, should we be freaked out about it? No, not when it's a joke, but when it's Democrats calling for him to be killed and people getting into events he's at, grabbing cops' guns, and the media praising the person trying to kill Trump, and the media calling for violence against Trump supporters, and I've got CNN defending violence against Trump supporters. It's insane to have them then act like hurt babies. I know I always call you guys, off guard for this. Your crew does a great job, but try to cue it up later to specifically, or maybe edit it in later when we put this out as a video, the actual clip of Kathy Griffin when she's sobbing and fake crying and saying, he crushed me. All I did was put out a highly graphic deal of his bloody head severed. It looked like Trump. And all I did was go along with the media calling for his death. And then he called it disgraceful. How dare him even speak back to me calling for his death? It's so rich. But it shows the delusional world these people live in. Where they go out and do things and then don't expect you to live in a world of logic where you point out you're the ones that started this. You're the ones that called for the violence. You're the ones that are constantly pushing this narrative and trying to open our borders up to the most barbaric, evil people the world's ever seen. And then when we even stand up for ourselves in any way, you cry uncle and roll over and start screaming like you're all being killed. Now, let's go ahead and get to some of the clips that have got them so upset about Trump. White House aide, the fake news complex is collapsing. Sebastian Gorka lays it all out. Trump tweeted, I'm extremely pleased to see that CNN has finally been exposed as fake news and garbage journalism. It's about time. Trump also tweeted that maybe fake news isn't the right term, but fraud news or criminal news. Trump also says, what are they trying to hide? Trump questioned states refusing to show voter ID information. You know why? Because Harvard this year has already done a study. We've been covering it for 2 weeks. Paul Watson wrote about it, where they sampled 10,000 people randomly from voter rolls, and they found a percentage that if you compared it to the general election and voting rolls, it would be 5.7 million illegals that voted, not to mention people voting in the names of dead people. It's a well-known Democratic Party operation for 100 years or more to keep the newspapers, to see who's died, to then go check the voter roll, and then give those names. Normally about 10 people, 10 dead people, are given to each person that votes illegally, and they go around the different precincts, and that's what they do. The average is 10 times. We have Democrats on video in New York and D.C. and other areas, top-level Democrats, saying we're organizing the biggest fraud ever, F Trump. And they almost stole the election. Five states were stolen. They almost stole six others. Homeland Security under Obama was trying to break into the computers, but the state officials stopped it. Obama's answer was to say, I signed an executive order federalizing the elections. I'm signing an executive order federalizing these elections. And now Trump is trying to defederalize it, but all he said was, hey, states, share with me the voter ID rolls, and then we want to index this just with people that are dead and people that aren't citizens. We can run it right through the computer. And they said, no way. 20 states that are still Democrat-controlled, all of them Democrat, said, no way, Jose. Now, I thought no illegals voted. I thought no dead people voted. And now more and more is coming out, even the Associated Press of Homeland Security, trying to break into the computers on election night. I mean, what do you think's going on when CNN was sampling 36 points in some of their polls against Trump? They were adding 36 percentage points in and admitting it in their methodology. Of course, Hillary was winning by 67% when you add 30-something percent more on top of it. Because the real polls, the internal polls, the scientific polls, the big Google data polls, some of which were in the news, others of which I talked to high-level executives and high-level people in Congress and high-level folks in the CIA, Trump was 20 points ahead when he came out of that Republican convention. On election day, in an index of internal polls, he was 14 points ahead of Hillary. 14 points. Remember, I told you all this during the election. They have thousands of articles lying. Alex Jones says Trump's really 15 points ahead, 20 points ahead. But what happened on election day? He had such a mega landslide that despite all the fraud and everything they threw, he still won by the Electoral College. And then Hillary won the popular vote by 2.5 million. And then Trump came out and said, well, big study show, 3.3. And they went, oh, Alex Jones said that. He made it up. No, I was going off Pew Research, Harvard, George Washington Mason. They know that. They just say I make this stuff up. So now Trump says, what are they trying to hide? Yes, the fake news complex. That's what it is. It is the fake news complex of the special entrance is imploding. Does it mean we're going to have some perfect world after this? No. Remember, Trump didn't believe the polls? Because Trump had internal scientific polls. Trump had access to the Bloomberg database. Trump had access to the Google database. You can buy access to that. They tried to deny it, but let me give everybody a newsflash. Trump got around it with his corporate contacts that already have access to those databases that can predict the future with almost complete certainty. You don't just think Amazon for 3 years can predict with 99% certainty what you're going to order before you even order it, and then have it already packaged, waiting to be shipped by their robots? Oh, yeah. They can predict it all. But up to the day of the election, they said she was going to win by 10 points in a landslide. Didn't happen. Trump was 14 to 16 points, depending on the internal data poll. And, folks, these are polls off what people click, their cookies, where they go, and what they're texting, and indexes of what's in your email. Humans aren't looking at this. AI supercomputers are. Your Google email, all of it. Why do you think Google and Facebook were all panicking and doubling and tripling their money and going into complete hysteria mode, saying she was invincible? There was no way she could be stopped, because they knew Trump had a massive lead and they couldn't take it away from him. We told you the NSA was watching you and listening to you through your smartphones a decade before smartphones were even out. We described the devices, your TVs, all of it, because of whistleblowers and data. I told you 20 years ago about the asexual nature of fish and amphibians caused by estrogen-mimicking runoff. I told you about global government and the OECD and the TPP. I told you about TPP 11 years ago when they first had the secret meetings. And that's why they hate us, and they look for any excuse of anything a guest says or anything somebody else says to then misrepresent what I say and what I stand for. Because they are afraid of you realizing what the real ball game is and getting involved in your life and actually changing the future destiny of the world for the future destiny for humanity, not for these globalists that have already decided the future doesn't need us. Now, I'm going to get more into Trump. I'm going to get into all these clips where Trump comes out and says, they think they're president. They're not president. They lost. We won. That's why they're panicking. We're going to go over all those clips. But first off, let me show you the anatomy of how they engage in all of this deception. Okay? If you're a radio listener, I'll break it down. If you're a TV viewer, obviously you can see this. Infowars.com/show. We've got Facebook, YouTube, Twitter feeds. If you're watching on one of those feeds, please share the feed. Every time you watch, that's an act of resistance. That's how we get around their computers. That's how we get around their systems blocking the video being shared. That's how we reach more people. Just like if you're listening on a local AM or FM station, tell folks how they can tune in, how they can hear the show. That's the act of resistance. That's the people overpowering the supercomputers, overpowering the Googles and the Facebooks that think you're a bunch of dumb effers. You're showing them. This is the anatomy of how we force truth out into the mainstream. Here's a Mike Barrett story. More wildlife fish are experiencing intersex. What could be causing this? Endocrine disruptors threatening reproduction in fish and frogs. U.S. Geological Survey and the Fish and Wildlife Service go over the fact that at 19 national wildlife refuges, 85% of smallmouth bass had signs of female reproductive parts. Of the largemouth bass, 27% were intersex. What could be causing this? This is the USGS research biologist. Now, what happens is, in the past, private and governmental scientists would release the truth about fluoride, about bisphenol A, about all these other chemicals, and the media would just ignore it. My listeners, my writers, our researchers would point this out. I would then mention it on air. They would edit it down to sound insane, hoping to inoculate you psychologically so that when all of this affects you and your family, you'll never get upset about it and just accept it because you don't want to be ridiculed. So before you ever learn about it yourself, they want to inoculate you that, oh, look, Alex Jones, you know, he turned his face green. He's talking about green frogs, talking about gay frogs. This guy's insane. Don't listen to it. Now, remember, we're the folks that continue to tell you about it first. 20 plus years ago. But the good news is they're losing. people are learning about the estrogen mimickers in printer ink, in plastics, in the trays that you use to heat up food in the microwave or in the oven. Folks are learning about it, and it's now in thousands of publications a month, and there's a huge awakening to it. But what does Stephen Colbert do? What does Stephen Colbert do? He simply makes jokes about it. Now, this is so important. Let's skip this one break. So, more wildlife fish are experiencing intersects. What could be causing this? So here's our article from 14 days ago, June 19th. You can go read the links to the U.S. Geological Survey and to the Fish and Wildlife Services. Okay? Now, here's another one. Here it is out of the London Telegraph. This is July 2nd. This is yesterday on Sunday. The London Telegraph. Now, they said it, so it's okay. The person that told you about it 22 years ago, he's bad, he's evil, he's fake, don't listen to him, he's racist. Listen to the London Telegraph now, because whoever tells you 22 years later the exact same info, that's who gets the awards. Okay? You know, I was watching a Joe Rogan clip while I was on the elliptical yesterday. Love Joe. And he had that sarcod of a cod guy on, who's very entertaining and funny. But they were sitting up there looking at each topic I cover and then misrepresenting it. I mean, and I don't say that meanly. It's just that's what was happening. And then, I mean, mainly the sarcod guy was. Joe's a good friend. And he's like, well, Alex is actually right. There's one species of frog that has been turned trans and gay, and most of them are infertile, by one chemical. Yeah, it's benzenine. But, you know, then he projects it onto everything, and, you know, this is happening. No, sir, there's more than 1,000 known chemicals that are estrogen mimickers alone in one class. And it's every major mammal species, every major fish species, every major amphibian species, everywhere in the world, even the most remote areas, is becoming trans or is asexual or is totally confused or sterile or literally have sexual organs growing on the wrong parts of their body and are mutated and deformed. Okay? Now, I've literally read white paper documents on this for 22 years. So, I'm an expert. But see, in a minute, because someone has a British accent or whatever it is, it becomes a big joke, you see. I want to get the sarcod guy on. I think he's entertaining. I think he's a smart guy. But I'm going to go through clips where he says stuff, and then I'm going to sit here and go, okay, I'm going to come in here with 500 science reports. I'm not kidding. I'm going to print 500 just to be aggressive. And I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to read him 500 going back 20 years. In fact, I just told them from memory one I said I thought was about a decade ago about shrimp becoming suicidal and psychotic when Prozac runoff just out of the Mississippi River, and it's causing most of the shrimp to basically swim to the top of the birds and get eaten and die. And they're also attacking each other. Now, this is an article from 2010. This is an older one. But there's even older ones that go back to about 2001 when Fox News reported on it. See, I mean, most of this is just mainline news. Shrimp on Prozac are killing themselves. See, it's every species. Fish on Prozac prove anxious. Scientific American, antisocial and aggressive. And then that leads us to this next little tidbit. This is how, this is the anatomy of disinformation. This is the anatomy of media control. I have Robert David Steele on, who I've had on for about 12 years. He was a case officer in anti-terrorism in the CIA. That's undisputed. He has written a lot of publications, reviewed hundreds of books. He was a well-known lecturer. He comes on. I'm talking about the deputy pope indicted for raping dozens and dozens of young children. Okay, that's a fact. Now, what does the media do when something like that's out? I'm covering it with a guest. I've had on for 12 years. You can say anything you want about this show. I don't get into UFOs, aliens, and stuff like that because it's a distraction from things I can prove. He says, yes, not only you know, have they been kidnapping kids, that's talking about Dr. Ewan Cameron, who admittedly kidnapped over 10,000 children for the CIA. This is on History Channel. In the 50s, 60s, and 70s, took them to Canada, where they had them in brainwashing facilities to literally create Manchurian candidates. You can search engine Dr. Ewing Cameron, Jolly and West. You'll get mainstream news about this. But because I'm informed, see, it's weird. It's bizarre. It's bad. He goes, yes, well, my info is they have taken children for the space program and sent them to Mars. Yeah, I know there's a bunch of people, like the granddaughter of President Eisenhower says that. A lot of people, just because folks say it doesn't mean it's real. But I wanted him back on today, but he canceled, to challenge him on this. Because I said on air, I said, I don't know about that, I don't believe that. But I said, Buzz Aldrin told me some similar stuff about secret stuff on Mars and on the moon. And I said, I don't know if he was messing with me or not, but that got picked up by the press. So, we have this huge government history of secret experimentation, everything else going on, lying to us about babies in incubators to get us into the Iraq war, all the rest of it. You should question anything they say or do. But I've never said secret moon bases or secret Mars bases. But what does the media do? They ran hundreds of articles over the weekend saying, I specifically say this. And that Trump's ally, Alex Jones, says this. Now, here's how the deception works. Media Matters comes out, funded by the Democratic Party and George Soros, on record. Alex Jones guessed children have been kidnapped and sent to slave colony on Mars. Okay? They at least have me saying I don't believe it and I disagree with the guess. They actually got it right because they know what happens next in the media. Trump endorsed media outlet accuses NASA of operating child slave colony on Mars. So, no, it's not a Trump-endorsed media outlet. I didn't endorse it. So you've got this story from Slate that's a total lie. That's how it works. New conspiracy theory, children kidnapped for Mars slave colony. Space.com. They got the NASA to have a press conference and say, I'm insane, this isn't true, when I didn't say it. Why are they psyoping against me? Why did a CIA guy say something he knew was going to then be blown up and would be hung around my neck? There you go. When all I was trying to do was cover the Vatican and giant child kidnapping operations that are confirmed. Washington Post. No, NASA is not hiding kidnapped children on Mars. Goes on to say, I'm saying that. NASA clarifies, we don't have child sex slaves on Mars. That's how they do this. That's the anatomy, folks, of it. So, we're forcing a discussion about all these chemical runoffs and stuff being added to your water that makes you asexual or confuses areas of your brain to basically manipulate your sexual preference. That's a fact. They don't want to debate about this, so they attack the organization that's been day one exposing it. But guess what? They lost. You may make fun of me all day. I may get ridiculed. I may have libtards point at me in the street and laugh. I don't care. They're victims. I'm the adult. I'm here trying to help them and everybody else because we're in this together. The good news is, I'm forcing human-animal chimeras out. Oh, that's the other thing the media did. They mixed in. Jones also says that they brought the aliens back to Earth, and there's thousands of them here. No, I said, I don't believe we have a colony on Mars, but we've already, with chimeras, human-animal hybrids, created stuff that's alien here on Earth. Then I showed the Smithsonian. Then I showed science. They didn't care. They twisted it all together because they're fake, lying news. Hour number two coming up. We need your prayers. Spread the link, InfoWars.com, and purchase the products, free shipping right now. Myco ZX, back in stock. Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got